Welcome to the CWA Radio Network, brought to you 7 days a week by Christian Women Affiliate. You're listening to Behind the Veil with Tanika Gilbert. Tanika is a mother, minister, transformational speaker, and licensed clinical social worker with a practice in Chester, Virginia. Through God's grace, mercy, and unconditional love, she authentically shares of her testimony of how God loved her through the process of unveiling the effects of brokenness and transformed those experiences into living out His promise to give her beauty for ashes and the oil of joy instead of mourning. For the next 60 minutes, we invite you to join us live via the chat room. Click to talk to the host or call in 347-850-8893. After the show, we invite you to join us at Christian Women Affiliate. Here's your host.
Good afternoon. What a gorgeous, gorgeous Tuesday. What a day of God's splendor and His grace and His mercy that He is allowing us to experience. And I don't know about you, but I am so grateful for it. I truly, truly am. He is just an awesome God. He is an amazing God, and I love Him so much, and I appreciate Him. How about you? I want to go ahead and give my little disclaimer. I'm dealing with a little bit of my allergies, so I'm going to try my best not to be sneezing during our show today, but if I do, please pardon me in advance. I was able to talk to some of the listeners that listened to last week's show, and I just want to say thank you so much for your encouragement, and thank you. I'm so glad that what God had given me to share really, really reached and touched you, just as it had really, really just blessed my soul as God was giving it to me and preparing me for it for last week. I was just like, oh, my Lord God, this is so good for my soul. It was some good eating, and I was glad He let me sit at the table and dine. This week, we are going to be discussing when God takes His time. You know, sometimes I found that as we are, or as I am moving forward in the things that God has given me to do and the things that He's called me to do, and even in the things that I enjoy doing, that He really just is in front of it, beside it, behind it, and supports it. There are some times in us moving forward in doing, I guess the best way to put it is what we are called to do, or that which we have been sent to do, our assignment, that God will sometimes have us wait on some things. Even though He promises us, some things, He shows us some things. He tells us, my daughter, these are the plans that I have for you. This is what you're going to be doing. He allows us to see a glimpse of what He has in store for us, a glimpse of what is included in our destiny. And for me, there have been times when God has talked to me and He's shared with me about those things, especially as it relates to my assignment. And I get so excited. And I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to do it now. And I miss that. Even though He showed it to me, sometimes it didn't mean for that very moment. Sometimes it's something that He has in store for me to do. Or sometimes it's something that He allows me to see, okay, this is what is coming up. This is what's next for you. And so I've got to prepare you, though, for that time or for that place or for that particular assignment. And that is what I call, you know, when God shows me or reveals me something, but it's not for right now. He's taking His time to get me ready for that place. He's taking His time to get me ready for that assignment. Have you ever experienced that? Have you ever had the Lord share with you, you know, this is something that I want for you to do, or this is something that I'm calling for you to do, but it's not for you to do right at this moment. It's something I have for you, yes. Something that you're called to do, something that you're anointed to do, something that you're actually going to do. You're just not going to do it today. And this is what I mean by when God takes his time. Now, for me, there are some times when I'm able to see, okay, this is what is coming up, or this is what is in store for me, and I am so, so grateful that, whew, thank you, Jesus, I don't have to do that today. Just being real, there are those times when I haven't. Then there are also those times when I'm like, okay, God, that's what you've got for me to do. That's it. And I'm so excited about it. But God isn't saying do it today. And it's like my zeal for doing it is right now. It's like I'm ready. But God recognizes that I'm not quite ready. And so he's got to take his time, and he's got to prepare me so that when I get into position, when I get into the assignment, when I get into the call, I'm able to stay there. I remember many times, even when I was in school, and the teacher would talk about, okay, we're going to be talking about this, especially like in the first couple of weeks of school, they're giving you, you know, the syllabus, and they're talking about all of the things that we're going to be covering in this semester. And some of the stuff for me was so, so exciting. It's like I wanted to get into it right then and right there. I love to be able to talk to women. I love to be able to talk to wives. It's one of the things that God has graced me and he's anointed me to do, to talk to women who are experiencing challenges in their marriage, especially as it relates to areas of trust and emotional hurt and broken boundaries. God has really gifted me to be able to do that. And so I get really, really excited, you know, when I know that opportunity is coming. Sometimes, however, even though I know the opportunity is coming, God's got to do some stuff with me. He's got to make sure that I'm ready, that I'm in position. There are some things that he wants to get into my spirit that he wants me to be able to say, because in those opportunities where he allows me to speak before women, I'm his mouthpiece. And when God gives you the opportunity to do things, or just not just, you know, speaking before somebody, but when you know that, okay, this is really what the Lord has for me to do, and this is what he wants me to do, you know, there's a preparation time. There's a time where he has to get us ready. And there's a time when he has to get things out of us as well as get things into us. And God takes his time to do that. He is an excellent potter, and we are the clay on his wheel. And he takes his time. I don't know if you've ever watched on TV. I love to watch, you know, nature shows, and I love to watch different shows, educational shows that teach you. And one day I did see, you know, they were showing a potter and how he took his time, even though the clay was going around on the wheel, how he was just taking his time and how he was touching the clay and he was shaping it and he was molding it and he was doing it so precisely. And then sometimes he would put a little pressure in certain areas, and then he just knew just when to release that pressure. And it was just beautiful. God does us the same way. He takes his time with us. And I don't know about you, my sister, but I am so grateful. I'm so thankful that he takes his time with us. Now, I have said, you know, in the intro that God does. He knows the plans that he has for us. And sometimes, using myself, I get so excited when he shares with me that these are the things that he wants me to do, whether it's something that he wants me to do immediately, like today, or it's something that is coming up, might be an upcoming assignment. My question for us today is, how do we handle those times when God takes his time, when he takes his time with the promise, when he takes his time with the plan, when he takes his time with the assignment, when he doesn't allow us to immediately run into the thing? How are we in those times? Are we anxious? Are we frustrated? Do we enter a time or a season of complaining? Do we count it all joy? Do we use that time where he is taking his time? Do we use it as a time of preparation, as a time of study, as a time to really get before him and allow him to really speak to us, to minister to us? Or are we like this? Okay, Jesus, I'm ready to go. This is what you told me I'm going to do, and so I'm going to hop to it now. I'm there. I know for me, there have been times when I have been like, okay, God, you're taking too long. Why do I have to wait? Why do I have to do this? Why do I have to do that? Why do I have to prepare that way? And there have been other times, like I said before, when I'm so grateful that he goes, okay, this is what I have in store for you. This is what I want for you to do. This is what I'm going to help you to do. But we got to do some things. I got to prepare you a little bit. I've got to work on, and I'm just going to be real. Tanika, I got to work on your attitude. Tanika, I got to work on your thought life. I need you to increase your prayer life here. I need you to spend some more time in my word. Those are some of the things that God does when he takes his time with us. And again, how we respond is so, so important when God takes his time, because this is what I've learned in my life. My response is just as important as the assignment. What I do with the time that God allows, you know, when we're in between the promise and the prize, when he speaks the thing and then when we obtain the thing that's in between the promise and the prize, what I do in that meantime is very, very important, because it is going to affect my ability to do what God has called me to do. We're going to look at some examples when God has taken his time with people and with situations and with things, and we're going to look at their responses to them. And really, what I really want to do is I want to encourage us all, and when I say encourage us all, including myself, because God has really, really been dealing with me in this area, I just want to encourage us all to really look at, what are we doing? What is coming out of our mouth? What are we saying? What are we speaking? What are we thinking on? What are we saying to others? What are we saying to ourselves? And even what are we saying to God when he takes his time? One of the things that I found about myself was there were times when God was taking his time with things with me, when I sounded just like the children of Israel. There were times when I just sounded like them. I was going through the complaint. I was going through the self-pity. And God really had to get my attention. And then I noticed there were other times, though. There were times when I sounded like Caleb and Joshua, you know, when they went in to preview, that's how I'm going to say it. They went in to preview the land that God had promised them, and they came back, and they had so many others that were with them saying, oh, well, you know, we went and we saw giants. And they talked about the fruit that they saw, because God promised them a land flowing with milk and honey. So they talked about the fruit that they saw, but they talked more about the giants. And Caleb And Joshua was like, wait a minute. I saw those things too. But I also saw that we are well able to go in and we are able to possess the land. So there are moments when God is taking his time, and I'm telling myself, Tanika, you know what? You are well able. God is making you well able. He's preparing you to be well able. This was a response too. So I want to encourage you today, if you find yourself in a place where God is seemingly taking his time, for whatever reason he has chosen to take his time, how are you responding to it? What are you saying? What are you showing God? And I've recognized this. God is really dealing with our character when he takes his time. He's building it. He's getting us stronger. He's getting our faith stronger. He's getting our trust stronger. He's enabling us, you know, when we have to utilize our weapons, like David when he went before Goliath. He couldn't go with Saul's armor. But what he went with was what God had given him. Because remember, Samuel had gone to Jesse's house because the Lord had instructed him that he was to go to Jesse's house. And he anointed David. He anointed David to be king. But even though he had anointed David to become king, or to be king rather, David didn't function in the office of the king that same day. David was anointed, and then he went back with the sheep. I like to say it like this. He was anointed to wait. He was anointed to be prepared. He was anointed to be trained. And in that time, all of that time when God was taking his time with David, when he finally got to his assignment before Goliath, what did he say? He reminded himself of the time that God had strengthened him when he had to protect the sheep. So he had built up a faith, a trust, a confidence in God, so that when he got before his assignment, he didn't see just Goliath. Yes, he saw him, but he saw more than Goliath. He saw how God had prepared him. He saw how God had trained him. He also saw how God was going to bring him through. So my sister today, as you're waiting while God is taking his time, how is he preparing you? What is he speaking to you? What experiences is he allowing you to have, so that your faith becomes matured, so that your spiritual muscles are strengthened? There's so much purpose in God taking his time. And see, how we respond is so, so important. So again, I want to encourage you today. Let us all think about that. When God takes his time, how are we responding? I talked earlier about the children of Israel. And when we look at the book of Exodus, Exodus 15 through 17, and then we also look at Numbers 13 and 14, this talks, if we begin in Exodus, when they were coming out, they got to a place where they began to murmur and they began to complain. And here it is, God has delivered him. He's heard their cry. He has answered them. He has brought them out to bring them into a place. But that meantime experience, as they are walking the journey, this is what they begin to do. If we look in Exodus 15, and I'm going to do my best to not be all over the place so and not tell you where I am, so I'm just going to slow myself down a little bit, and we're going to begin in Exodus, and we're going to look at chapter 15. And we are going to go to Exodus 15. Yes. In Exodus chapter 15. And we're going to look at verse number, we're going to go to verse 23. Now, when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. So here we have the people. They had gotten to a place. Remember, they're in between. They've left Egypt, and they're going on the journey that God has set before them. And they become thirsty. And they begin to complain. So Moses goes before the Lord, and he gets instruction. So then they're given sweet water instead of the bitter water. Then we go on to chapter 16. And they become hungry. So they want to know what it is that they're going to eat. So God provides them. Then in chapter 17, they're going on again, back to the drinking. When I got out of this, for me, I began to look at myself. And I looked at times when I had asked the Lord for something and he provided. And I kept moving forward and I needed something else. And yes, to be honest with you, there were times when I would murmur and I would complain. Well, God, for this and this and this, and then not remembering, okay, the last need that I had, God provided it. He met my need. And so if he met my last need, and here I am at a present need, will he not meet it too? So I had to remind myself. I had to think on these things. Okay, God, you've done this for me before. You've provided for me before. And so I know that you will provide for me again. And as I began to remember what he had done for me in times past, and truth be told, I didn't have to go back to yesteryear. I could have gone back to like an hour ago. And I began to, as I began to trace these things, okay, God is providing. He's taking his time to get me at the end result of my promised land, and I have needs while I'm on my journey. But while he's taking his time to get me to the promised land, what am I doing in between as I'm walking the journey? Am I murmuring? Am I complaining? My sister, sometimes the answer was yes. But I'm so glad that even if the answer is yes for you, like it's been yes for me before, God is such a gracious God, and he's such a loving God, and he's such a forgiving God. I can say, God, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I don't need to murmur. I don't need to complain, because you are my God. You are my provider. And so I thank you for providing. Just as you've provided for me in times past, you will yet provide for me now. And so I thank you for that, and I thank you for your forgiveness. And I can keep moving. And the children of Israel, they did this. But they went back to complaining. when they came up upon another need. And I want to encourage us all today, even myself, that when God is taking his time for me, he's got to get that murmuring and that complaining out of me. But when I recognize, okay, Tanika, this is the behavior that you're engaging in, I can correct it. I can correct it. And so, my sister, if by chance, while God is taking his time in the midst of your situation, let me encourage you with this. Just because he's taking his time doesn't mean he's not working. Because not only is he working on the situation, which is really already worked out, we've just got to walk to it. He's working on us. He's working on us. So when he's taking his time, let's get the posture before him when we can say, okay, Father, what is it that you're wanting to do with me? Here I am, this clay, and I'm on your potter's wheel. While you're working on the situation, while you're working out the circumstance, while you're taking care of this need, while you're taking care of that need, thank you for taking care of me in the process. Now, God, what is it that you want to do? I give you permission to do it. Because remember, he's not a God that he's going to force himself on us. He loves us too much for that. But while he's taking his time, and he's working on the situation, he does want to work on me. He does want to work on you. Let's give him permission to do that. So that when we get before our giant, we're able to say, I remember when I faced this situation, when I faced that circumstance, and the Lord enabled me to do this. So circumstance, situation, test, trial, disappointment, hurt, discouraged, you may stand before me. However, I have the strength, I have the faith, I have the fortitude to conquer you. I mean, David was so bold in his God and so confident in his God, he told him, I'm going to get off. And we can say that to our circumstance. We can say that to our situation. When God is taking his time, because he wants to get us to that place. He wants us to be so confident in him. He wants us to be more confident in him than we are in that situation. I know for myself, when I face things, when I've come up against an obstacle or a challenge, you know, I was giving that challenge or that obstacle so much energy and so much attention. I was giving it strength. How was I doing that? I was seeing it as this, almost unconquerable thing. I had more faith in the situation, meaning that I was studying it a lot more. I was giving so much attention to it. I was seeing it as more powerful than my God. And sometimes when God is taking his time, it's because he wants to teach us. Not to act like the circumstance or the situation isn't there. No, he's not asking us to go into denial. Absolutely not. But he is trying to teach us that he's stronger than the circumstance. He's stronger than the situation. It's not there for always. He knows it exists. But he also knows that he's equipping us to overcome it. He's equipping us to conquer it. He's made us some promises. And he is delighted to see us get to them. Sometimes he has to take his time, though, because he's got to work on us. Just like the children of Israel, throughout the journey, God was working on their character. He needed to remove things to make room for what he had. So when God takes his time, I want to encourage you to think about this. Really take some time to journal it. Really take some time to be still before the Lord and say, okay, God, while you're taking your time with me, while you're taking your time with this situation, what is it that you want me to learn? What is it that you need me to know? What is it that you need me to understand? See, these are the ways that we can respond when God is taking his time. These are the things that are going to be more profitable for us. I know for me, if I begin to go into this big worry mode, this big anxious mode, what I'm doing is I'm feeding my anxiety. I'm feeding my worry. And I'm starving my trust. And I'm starving my faith. And I'm starving my hope. And that's how the enemy wants us to respond. He wants us to respond in ways that are going to keep us in our feelings, keep us in our thoughts that aren't towards Christ. But God needs for us to respond in such a way that we learn how to trust him even when we can't trace him. When he's taking his time, he wants us to get to the place where we can say, God, you know what? I may not understand all of this right now. I may not understand why seemingly to me it's taking X amount of time. But if you're allowing it, you have a purpose behind it. Father, explain that purpose to me. Enable me to see that purpose. Because here's what happens. As we begin to ask God these questions and we begin to talk to him in this way, we are taking our attention off of the situation, off of the problem, and we're putting it where it needs to be so that we can obtain strength, so that we can obtain direction from the Father. That's how we respond when God is taking his time. He's got some lessons for us to learn. He's got some rewards for us to get while we're on our way to our ultimate reward. What an awesome God. And he needs us to see that when he's taking his time, if we can take our focus away from how much time it's taking to the things that we are getting while we're walking and while we're waiting, when I was in transition, moving from one home to the next, I had to wait. Some things weren't ready yet in the new house. They had to fix some electrical sockets. They had to paint some walls. And honestly, I was getting a little bit impatient. Because I was like, what's taking so long? It's just some electrical sockets. Get a paintbrush, slap some paint up on there, and let's keep it moving. But here's the thing. What would have happened if they had rushed? They might not have fixed the electrical sockets the way that they needed to be fixed. See, temporary fix is okay. But temporary fixes don't last. To just go ahead and do it my way and to slap some paint up on the wall, it might have been sloppy. So when I went to hang up pictures, I would begin noticing, oh, wait a minute. They missed that spot. They missed that spot. They missed that spot. And knowing me, I would have spent more time on the spots they missed than anything else. So I'm really glad they took their time so that when I came in, it was right. It was done correctly. And God wants us to see when he's taking his time with us. You know, I like to tell my daughter, if we take our time and we're not rushing and we get it done, we can get it done correctly so that we can enjoy it, whatever it is. But when we rush and get it done just to get it done to say, oh, wow, finally it's done, sometimes we have to go back and we have to do it over again. And so when God is taking his time with us, again, go back to the beginning, the potter, and we're the clay on the wheel. When he's taking his time with us, when he's not rushing, he's not applying too much pressure. Now, it does not mean that it doesn't feel to us like it's too much pressure, but trust me, God knows. Sometimes he's got us. Have you ever used a pressure cooker? And, you know, when the whistle begins to blow, sometimes you're like, oh, my goodness, that thing is about to bust. That thing is going to come off. But it knows. It knows. And God knows with us. He does. He knows. Sometimes I've found for me, I can't say for you, but sometimes I've found for me, when God has had to apply some pressure, even though it didn't feel good, it was for my good. And when God has to take his time with us, when he has to take his time with our situations, it might not feel good, but it's for our good. My sister, today, if you find yourself in the place where God is taking his time with whatever it is, I want to invite you to look at how you're responding to it. This is the perfect opportunity to begin to ask God some very intimate questions. When he's taking his time with us, this is the perfect time to really, I mean, get in his presence. Father, I need to hear from you. Father, talk to me about this. What are you trying to teach me, God? What is it that you need me to know? Father, what are you trying to get into me? What do you need out of me so that you can fill it up with more of you? There's nothing wrong with asking God questions. There's absolutely nothing wrong with asking him questions. He delights in spending time with us. He delights in talking to us. And when we're asking him questions, we're giving him the opportunity to answer, so that he can begin to talk to us. Because sometimes, here's the thing, when we're in situations and God is seemingly taking his time, when I'm anxious during those times, it makes it a little bit harder for me to hear God. It's not that he's not speaking, but if my feelings are talking the loudest, makes it hard to hear him. And so in those times, what I find myself having to do is, yes, I've got to acknowledge, God, this is where I am. God, this is what I'm thinking. But God, please help me. Help me to quiet myself down so that I can hear you clearly. Help me to see what it is you need me to see. Help me to hear what it is you need me to hear. And I can begin to ask him, God, build my faith. And I can begin to thank him. God, I thank you for building my faith. God, I thank you that even in this time, it is not time wasted, because it is time that you are using to talk to me. It is time that you are using to build me up. It is time that you are using to prepare me. See, how come we can respond? When we begin to talk to God in these times, we can begin to experience his peace. We can experience his love on a whole nother level. And we can have peace in the midst of. See, peace really is not predicated upon our circumstance. We're able to have peace in the midst of the storm. Jesus did. We're able to say, he is with me. And to know it. Have you ever had a time when it just seemed like everything was just going haywire? But yet it wasn't that you didn't see that things were going haywire, but in the midst of things going haywire, you weren't. In the midst of it, you were able to keep a level head and say, you know what? I've got to do this. I've got to do that. Peace in the midst of. So when God is taking his time with things, can we respond and say, God, thank you. Thank you for using this time to draw me closer to you. Thank you for using this time to teach me how to hear you in a different way. Thank you for using this time to show me how strong you have made me. And even God, thank you for in this time when you're taking your time with me, I'm going to be able to share and encourage my sister when you're taking your time with them. I'm going to be able to share with her the things you taught me so that my response isn't one in which you're not getting any glory or you're not getting any praise from me. Again, it doesn't mean that everything feels good. In spite of how the situation has you feeling. Are you able to get to the place where you can say, God, you know what? I do know that you're in control. Help me to remember that you're in control. Help me to see where you have already begun to work and where you are yet working. When we can respond to God in these ways, you know how we say we move from faith to faith? That's how we experience it. How do you respond when God takes his time? What do you say to yourself? What do you say to your situation? What do you say to your circumstance? What do you say to God? When God takes his time, how are you viewing it? What is God trying to share with you while he is taking his time? If God were to do a rush job on you or on me, would it help us? Again, I go back to David. Even though Samuel had come and anointed him, he still had a process to walk. And when God takes his time, he needs us to walk the process. I look at Moses. I look at Esther. They all had a process. And my sister, we have a process too. So when God takes his time, it's because there's some things in the process he needs us to learn. And I'm not saying this without love. Even in the process, when he takes his time, he's building character in us. He even enables us to see how much we have matured in him. When God takes his time, it is not to torture us. It is not to torture us at all. Bless you. May God strengthen you. May God keep you. And may you recognize that when God takes his time, he is perfecting you. May you be blessed until we speak again.